with the FBI facing criticism for its failure to follow up on threats of a terrorist plot before September 11th, new information of al-Qaeda operations has emerged in Italy. U.S. and European law enforcement officials are studying intercepts of telephone conversations among suspected al-Qaeda members. They were made in the summer of 2000, 13 months before the attacks, and reveal plans for a terrorist operation in the United States using airplanes, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
Wiretaps emerged during the recent trial in Milan of al-Qaeda terrorist suspects who had been under intense surveillance for months before their arrests. The key conversation took place on August 12, 2000, inside a car that had been wired by police. The car belonged to Abdelkader Mahmoud Essayed, an Egyptian later accused of being al-Qaeda's chief operative in Italy. He had just picked up at the Bologna airport a Yemeni, Abdul Salam Ali Ali Abdul Rahman, who had been traveling with a diplomatic passport and was believed to be a high-ranking security expert with ties to the Egyptian terrorist group al-Jihad. Italian investigators warned that the language used is flowery and often metaphorical and therefore difficult to interpret precisely. At one point, the Yemeni tells the Egyptian about plans for a massive strike against the enemies of Islam involving an airplane and the sky. He says, it will be a blow that will be written about in all the newspapers of the world. According to the Italian translation from the Arabic, the Yemeni added, this will be one of those strikes that will never be forgotten. This is a terrifying thing. He said, this is a thing that will spread from south to north, from east to west. The person who came up with this program is a madman from a madhouse, a madman but a genius. He is fixated on this program. It will leave everyone turned to ice. In one of the most cryptic passages, the Yemeni says, in the future, listen to the news and remember these words, above the head. The fire has been lit and is awaiting only the wind. The Egyptian Essayed was the imam of a Milan mosque believed to be an al-Qaeda operations center. He was convicted in absentia in Egypt in 1997 in connection with the massacre of 58 foreign tourists at Luxor. He was also known to U.S. officials. In April, his name was included in a list of suspected terrorists whose assets were blocked by the Treasury Department. He fled Italy to Afghanistan just 2 months before 9/11, after Italian police arrested his accomplices in a Tunisian-run network that specialized in providing forged documents. In fact, in a taped conversation inside Essayed's car in January 2001, Ben Sultan Adel, a Tunisian later convicted of belonging to the Milan-based terrorist cell, asks Essayed, will these work for our brothers who are going to the United States? The Egyptian cuts him off, saying, don't ever say those words again. You must know that this plan is very, very secret. According to the Italian media, Italian police only began carefully analyzing these conversations after September 11th. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.